outside looking in.
What makes me so what?
Bullish, confident about this offense.
You know, obviously it's year two off in Kubiak's system. Last year, it was our first year. I know it was definitely tough for me of trying to transition to a totally different offense. You're not playing as fast. You're not thinking as you usually would when you're comfortable off in the system. And every system that I played in year two or three, that's when you get comfortable. You start to understand what the coach wants from you. So I think just everybody, from me to Marius, CJ, you know, a couple of the offensive line, obviously they've been in the system for 2 years, but we got some new guys. But still, that's what makes me really confident we're going to be better.
Got a couple rookie cornerbacks facing out there. Does that make you, as a veteran, kind of get happy a bit?
Not really, man. I don't take anyone lightly. Sometimes the young guys are the ones that's out trying to prove themselves, and they're trying to make a name for themselves. And you know, those young guys probably over there thinking like, man, I'm facing Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. This is my opportunity to go out and show the league that, hey, take me serious. So I'm always going to bring my A game. I don't take anyone lightly because, I mean, it's the National Football League. Everybody's good. And so I'm definitely going to go out. I'm not going to look at them like they're rookies. I'm going to treat them like they're the Darrell Revis and the Richard Sherman. I'm going to go out and try to ball and make it as many plays as I can.
Daniel, what have you seen from Trevor since he's been named the starting quarterback?
Well, same guy, cool, calm, and collective. He's not going to change. He's not going to waver. I tell you what, I know that he's excited about being a starting quarterback. I know that he wants to go out and make plays. There's a lot, Kubiak said often to me, know your role. And he plays a major role on this team. And I know that he wants to embrace it. And I know that he wants to, you know, show, you know, the world that, hey, look at this guy over here, number 13 in Denver. You know, he can make plays and make all the throws.
Has it been nice for you guys to know he's going to be the starter?
Yeah, it has been. You know, now that when we're going through individual period, the quarterbacks are out there now. I just wait around and I always go with Trevor trying to gain that chemistry. So, you know, it's definitely good that now we got our starting quarterback. We can work on that and hopefully it'll transition over to the game.
How long does it typically take for the chemistry to get there with any quarterback?
I mean, it all depends on the work that you put in. You know, I've been trying to stay after practice and catch balls with him and just walk up and let him understand what I'm thinking when I'm out there and where I'm going to be. So, you know, we've had an opportunity to work together last year during, you know, pregame of last year's regular season games. And now that we worked in training camp. So I think that we got good chemistry and I think it's only going to get better.
It's going to be a lot more angry pocket on Thursday that he's going to be in there. What gives you confidence beyond the calm, cool, and collected that he's ready for that kind of challenge from Carolina?
Well, I mean, he's a competitor. And I only like to play with competitors. I think that every guy on this team loves to go out and compete. Every guy wants their opportunity to be a star in this league, and every guy wants to prove that, hey, look, you know, I know it's a lot of people out here doubting me, doubting this team, saying that the only reason why we're going 8-8 is probably offensively. You know, saying, yeah, you got the number one defense, but offensively we're going to struggle. And trust me, we hear that noise, and, you know, sometimes that adds extra flavor to the game. So I know offensively we're all looking forward to going out here putting up points and scoring in the red zone and winning ball games.
Man, well, last time we talked to you about your contract, you said y'all haven't found that right number yet. Do you anticipate this lingering into the season, or does it kind of get pushed into the offseason?
I don't know. I'm just taking it one day at a time. You know, obviously that's the number one question these days, but I really don't know what's going on. My agent called me, he lets me know. But as far as that contract situation, man, I go out every single day and I just work my butt off and I'm just looking forward to the season of making plays. Like, I really do love this game. I'm not really thinking about that. That'll take care of itself as long as I go out and make plays. So we'll see how that goes.
Emmanuel, what does roll the dice bet on yourself mean?
That's just saying, just during the season, I always bet on myself. And that's just telling me, man, that, you know, it's a lot of people that sometimes doubt us as NFL players, but sometimes you just got to go out, you got to prepare, and you got to bet on yourself. And that's what I meant by that. I do that every year and telling myself, man, go out and make plays and bet on yourself. Be accountable within yourself.
Is that kind of the mentality of the entire team, what people on the outside?
I don't know the mentality of the entire team. I just know the mentality of myself. And I know that, you know, last year we had a few doubters, and sometimes that gives me motivation. So yeah, we are the underdogs team. People are saying, yeah, we're going 8-8, but all we can do is take it one game at a time, and that's what we're going to do, and it starts on Thursday.
Okay. Thanks, man. All right.